The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
If you happen to be in Northern Virginia and in the market for an electric car, you can get an up-close and personal look at a Tesla.
17-inch touchscreen right here controls pretty much everything about the car.
California-based Tesla has a showroom in Tyson's Corner where you can get all your questions about the pricey ride answered. But don't try to buy one there. Katie Hertz with the Virginia Public Access Project is with us this week. And Katie, a story by Stephanie Dazio in the Washington Post explains why you should keep your checkbook in your pocket.
That is because Virginia actually prohibits car manufacturers from running their own dealerships. And this is partly to encourage competition as well as to protect consumers. And actually, this law is not unusual. In fact, 47 other states also ban or limit the direct sale of automobiles.
But now, there is a way for automakers to get around that law.
Yes, that's true. According to state law, an exemption can be made if the commissioner of the Department of Motor Vehicles determines that there is no independent dealer in the community who can own and operate the franchise in a manner consistent with the public interest. So in one attempt to demonstrate this, Tesla actually published notices in the Washington Post and the Washington Times, which invited anyone interested in running a franchise to attend their hearing at the DMV. However, no one showed up.
Which gave the Tesla folks reason to think they might get one of those exemptions, but DMV Commissioner Richard Holcomb denied their request. Why?
He said that they needed more information about Tesla's attempts to identify and solicit prospective dealers. So Tesla has now filed an appeal with the Fairfax County Circuit Court, which went through last week, and they're also beginning to reach out to state legislators ahead of next year's General Assembly session.
So now the lobbyists will try their luck. Katie, another big story at VA News was also from the Post, written by Michael Allison Chandler. It's about a new system under which Virginia schools will be graded on the A through F scale based on certain measurements of their performance. Bristol School Superintendent Mark Leinberg says schools that serve high numbers of students from poor families may not get fair treatment.
In his district, 2 in 3 students are eligible for free or reduced price lunches, so it's definitely an issue they are seeing. In an analysis of an early formula considered by the legislature, this found that 85% of the schools that would score a C or below had poverty ratings of over 50%. This was very disturbing to Mr. Leinberg. This formula, however, was ultimately not approved by the legislature.
Which left it up to the State Board of Education to come up with a different formula. Do we know what that will be?
Yes. The scale will include test performance as well as other measures used for state accreditation and for state and federal accountability requirements, as well as measures of student growth. That in particular is what legislators believe will help to level the playing field with lower income students.
Katie Hertz is with the Virginia Public Access Project. Their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the state is at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.